KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Highs level off around 88 today under mainly clear skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 63, cloudy skies expected. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 78, cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News with your latest headlines. Kansas online voter registration is now back up and running after issues that happened over the weekend. The system was down for more than 24 hours after a statewide outage affected Kansas Department of Revenue systems and websites. The Secretary of State's office said technicians were working to restore service yesterday, and 13 News has confirmed it is back online. The deadline to change party affiliation is today at noon. And if you're traveling to Topeka, listen up. I-70 through downtown Topeka will fully close starting next Monday. The closure is part of the Paul Quincy Viaduct project. All lanes of I-70 between Topeka Boulevard and 8th Avenue will be closed until December. A detour will direct traffic to I-470.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hogs are mixed, cattle are higher, soybeans and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Soybeans and corn are more focused on the weather than the strength in crude oil. July beans are down 5 3/4, 1181. August is 5 lower at 1185 1/4. July corn's down 5 1/2 at 441 1/4. September's 5 1/2 lower at 450 1/4. Live and feeder cattle are up, watching the distribution of the show list. Box beef is higher at midday. Most active August lives at $1.52 at $240.55. August feeders are $3.80 higher at $352.22. And hogs are mostly lower. Cash business is mixed. July's up 55 at $100.05. August is down 62 at $97.72. Brownfield.
Fresh season, full tanks, and healthy herds start at Crumbaker Oil and Feeds. As we roll into spring and calving season gets underway, now's the time to make sure your operation is ready to go. Crumbaker has the bulk fuel you need to keep your equipment moving, dependable propane delivery for your home or shop, and quality feed to help support the herd during one of the most important times of year. Stop in while you're in town and take advantage of their oil change, tire, and professional detailing services too. Walk-ins are always welcome. For trusted hometown service, call 738-5181 or call or text Maggie at 785-533-1356. Crumbaker Oil and Feeds, fueling your operation and feeding your future this spring.
At Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com. Summer in Kansas means sunshine, fun, and smart skincare. At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, they're here to help you stay safe while you soak up the season. Before you head outside, remember sunscreen, hats, and hydration go a long way. Reapply SPF every 2 hours, avoid the brightest part of the day between 10 and 2, and check your skin for any new or changing spots. Have questions or concerns? Their team is just around the corner. Osborne County Memorial Hospital, keeping you protected and healthy this summer.
The Downs Community Connection would like to formally invite you to the gazebo in downtown Downs on June the 6th for an evening of fun and fellowship for a great cause.
Free will donation, pulled pork meal at 6, a scavenger hunt kicks off at 7, raffle drawing at 7:30, and then we want to end the evening with you by Dragon Main.
Downs Community Connection, building strong connections in our community.
Katy Country 94.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet, not a big surprise. Bids and asking prices haven't surfaced as buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the week ahead. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Last week, trade held out until the end of the day Friday. Live deals in the South were at $256 to $257, $4 to $5 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Stress deals in the North range from $405 to $408, $2 to $5 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis. Box beef is sharply higher and higher at midday with solid demand for light offerings. Choice up 263 at 394.10. Select was up 66 cents at 383.84. In South Dakota last week, there was a much lighter offering of feeder cattle, and feeder steers and heifers were unevenly steady. The USDA says demand remains strong for all weights of steers and heifers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 701 to 749 pounds, brought $412 to $430. Feeder steers, 951 to 999 pounds, brought $327 to $352. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 652 to 698 pounds, brought $375 to $411. Cash hog prices at the major directs are higher at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors continue to have leverage and are controlling the pace of business. We are fully into summer grilling season, which could be beneficial to domestic demand as beef may be hitting some price resistance levels for some consumers and pork may be a better fit into their budget. The industry is also monitoring hog weights, which are running above year-ago levels. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up $1.01 with a weighted average of $93.83. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are a dollar lower at $62. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $47 to $59. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $49 to $59. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.24 at $100.69. Butts, bellies, picnics, and hams are all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Big 12 is becoming the first Power 4 conference to have each of its members sign participation agreements with the College Sports Commission, the agency formed last year to police name, image, and likeness payments. The agreement requires schools to waive their right to file lawsuits against the enforcement agency and give its wide latitude to sanction programs for violating rules that outline how players can be paid after the House settlement last year. But all 68 Power 4 schools must sign the 11-page document for it to become valid. All schools had initially been asked to review and sign the document by last December. Richard Linton, president of Kansas State, said the Big 12 Board of Directors, composed of the presidents and chancellors from the League 16 schools, unanimously agreed to sign the document. Big 12 President Brett Yormark added the league expected to have all signed by early this week. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZBY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
After a 17-and-a-half-hour day on Saturday, two rain delays, and throwing the javelin in the dark, the Smith Center Redmen won the boys' state championship in Wichita on Saturday night. The event finally ended after midnight, but Brant Wilson won the shot put and discus, while Gavin Hickert won the 1600 to lead the Redmen. Gavin Hickert, the senior, got things started on Friday, winning the boys' 3,200-meter run, 9:44.71. Then in the boys' 110-meter hurdles, Carson McKelvey, a sophomore, got 6:15.30. Then the boys' 4x800-meter relay team finished fourth with a time of 8:15.93. They were led in the 800-meter relay by Gavin Hickert, Reed Doan, Isaac Stanberry, and Wyatt Schaefer. Then the boys' 1600-meter run, Gavin Hickert was fourth, 4:34.58. Boys' 4x100-meter relay finished seventh, 44:94. Cole McKelvey, Reed Doan, Isaac Stanberry, and Carson McKelvey were on that 4x100-meter relay team. Boys 400-meter dash, Cole McKelvey, the sophomore, finished second, 49.91. Boys 300-meter hurdles, Carson McKelvey was fourth, 39.98. Boys 800-meter run, Gavin Hickert, senior, finished fourth, 202.35. Then the boys 400-meter relay to end the meet, they ended up second behind Hutch Trinity, 330.49. 4x400-meter relay, Carson McKelvey, Isaac Stansberry, Reed Doan, Parker Hutchison, and Cole McKelvey. In the end, it was the Redmen edging out Hutch Trinity behind the state championship in the shot put by Brant Wilson. He threw 57.5 feet on Saturday to win the shot put. Then he won the discus on Saturday, 171.1. In the boys' javelin, which was thrown late Saturday night after two rain delays, including half the competitors throwing in the dark, it was Parker Hutchison, the senior, ended up third, 174.6. Brant Wilson, senior, ended up fourth, 173.11. In the girls' competition, the Lady Red, behind Madison Howland and Alexis Kell, stood in first place throughout the day with 40 points, but in the last two events, Hoxie and Inman ended up jumping the Lady Red. Hoxie had 51 points to win, Inman 44. Smith Center ended up third with 40. Ellenwood was fourth, 37. Northern Heights ended up in fifth, 34.2. For the Lady Red, Madison Howland was second in the 3,200-meter run on Friday, 11:21.91. The girls' 100-meter hurdles Saturday morning, freshman Turner Rentschler was sixth, 15:94. Then in the girls' 1,600-meter run, it was Madison Howland winning it with a time of 5:09.73. Then on the girls' side, in the 300-meter hurdle, Keely Osha, a sophomore, finished 8th, 48.80. Then in the javelin, it was junior Alexis Kelch getting second with a throw of 137.8, and Lily Highland, a senior, finishing her career in 7th. It was an outstanding weekend for the Lady Red, finishing 3rd, and the Smith Center Redmen winning the state championship behind Brant Wilson and senior Gavin Hickert. State championships, Wilson in the shot and discus, and Hickert in the 3,200-meter run.
Life moves fast. Your financial partner should help you keep up. At Farmway Credit Union, they're focused on helping local families, farmers, and businesses reach their financial goals with checking and savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, mobile banking, and more. Founded right here in North Central Kansas, Farmway Credit Union is member-owned and community-driven. Whether you're buying your first vehicle, planning for the future, or just looking for friendly local service, Farmway is here for you. Visit Farmway Credit Union in Beloit, Osborne, Lincoln, or Mankato, or learn more online at farmwaycu.com.
Down Celebration is just around the corner, June 18th through 20th, and it's time to get those discounted carnival tickets before they are gone. 20 tickets for $25. Save some money so you can have more to spend at Celebration. Stop by these chamber businesses and grab these discounted deals before they are gone. Corner Drug and Gift, Down Superfoods, Expression Salon, Miller Hardware, State Bank of Downs, The Hair Shop, and City of Downs. And a big shout out to the ticket sponsors, Brush Art and State Bank of Downs. Let's make this hometown home. Down Celebration, June 18th through 20th.
Wakanda Boats in Glen Alder, Kansas and Republican City, Nebraska is ready to get you on the water. Just in, StarCraft Fishing Pontoons, 20 or 22 foot. Use boats? They've got plenty. Need something special? They'll order it. Plus, 180-month in-house financing is available. Mini rebate and military discounts available now. Call or stop in to one of our locations to learn more. And don't forget, our large lineup of fishing gear, boat gearing, tubes, boards, skis, and Coast Guard approved life jackets. WakandaBoats.com. Let's get you on the water.
Lake Fest is lighting up Wakanda Lake this July 4th. It's Wakanda Lake's Got Talent. Step into the spotlight, show off your talent, and compete for cash prizes. Sing, dance, perform, whatever your talent is, this is your moment to shine. Not a competitor? You're still invited to come out and entertain and be part of the excitement. And there's more. There will also be a call for art at the Wakanda Visitor Center, inviting local artists to showcase their work and creativity for everyone to enjoy. To sign up for talent or get details, contact Lydia at 785-545-4489 or email glenelderradio@gmail.com. Lake Fest 2026. Wakanda Lake's Got Talent. Bring your talent, bring your art, bring the celebration.
BHI Auction Services and Montgomery Auction and Realty, hosting the Stephen Meyer Estate Auction No. 3 now through June 8th. Bid online now on an immaculate 2025 Dodge 1500 4x4 Limited Longhorn Edition pickup with under 10,000 miles. There's a massive amount of tools, shop equipment, supplies. Many of these tools are new or used very little. The building and acreage are listed for sale with Bartling Real Estate. Call Brian at 402-768-3175, Roy at 746-3823, and bid online at MontgomeryAuction.com.
It's the best country. KD Country 94.